Long, long ago, a giant lake called Lake Lahontan dried up, leaving nothing but sand where the water used to be. As the winds blew the sand away from the dried-up lake toward the mountain, a sand dune began to grow. The sand mountain was no ordinary sand dune. It was a singing sand dune. Sometimes, when the sand slipped off the top of the mountain, it would sound like a pipe organ or cello. At other times, booms. Sand Mountain was indeed no ordinary sand dune. Once, when the angels were rejoicing in the heavens, they heard the musical tones of the booming sands and came closer to its source. The angels were so impressed with the mountain's beautiful sounds that they spontaneously burst into a celestial chorus in harmony with the sand dune. The music filled the air. Lizards and coyotes crept out of their homes among the rocks and cliffs to listen to the heavenly concert. The eagles also came to listen. They soared through the atmosphere, as if carried by the wind tune that the sky danced to. It was a celebration of heaven and earth. The more the dune boomed and cooed, the more angels joined the choir until the sky was almost full. A great wind was aroused as the wings of the angels kept beat to the mountain melody. It got stronger as the angels joined the festivities. It was then that the angel of the wilderness became concerned as the sand mountain was blowing away in the wind. By the time the rest of the angels saw what had happened, it was too late. The singing sand dune had disappeared. "Oh dear, what happened?" they asked. The angel of the wilderness explained. The wind from their wings had blown away the sand off the mountain in four directions. So the angels made a plan to restore their beloved musical mountain. First, the angels gathered all together. Then some went to the east, some to the south, and others to the west and north. When they had gathered in all four directions, they began to sing and beat their wings. Sand began to swirl and dance within a whirlwind that centered itself where the mountain used to be. Bigger and bigger, the sand dune grew until it was its original height. The angel of the wilderness was pleased, as were all the other angels. The next time the angels gathered around the mountain, they did not sing, but listened to its music instead, as booms and whistles, drones, and deep notes emerged from it. After the concert, each angel blessed a grain of sand. Every grain was blessed, because there are many, many, many angels. Nowadays, people who live near a sand mountain say once in a while it mysteriously disappears, but always magically returns a year or two later. Of course, you and I know how this happens, don't we? We know the angels are singing on the mountain, keeping winged rhythm with its heartbeat. From the four directions, when the sand is scattered, will come a mighty desert wind, strong enough to rebuild the singing mountain and carry its sound to the Creator. So if you ever meet someone who asks what happened to Sand Mountain, you can tell them that the angels just borrowed it.